Democrats in the House of Representatives say they have new evidence of former President Donald Trump's efforts to remain in power after losing the 2020 presidential election. It's part of an investigation direction at the U.S. Capitol. John Yang is back with this report.
We did win this election.
A new layer in what's known about former President Trump's efforts to 200 pages of documents unearthed by investigators in the House of Representatives.
So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop.
Democrats on the House Oversight Committee say they now have emails that show Trump and his staff pressured top Justice Department officials last December to file a lawsuit in the Supreme Court in an attempt to nullify the 2020 election. In one email, a Trump White House official sent an entire draft lawsuit to then-Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen for the Justice Department to use to try to throw out election results in six states. The president asked me to send the attached draft document for your review, the official wrote to Rosen and other senior Justice Department officials on December 29th. Rosalind Helderman of the Washington Post.
And it's incredibly unprecedented, the notion that the President of the United States is pressuring his own Justice Department to intervene in an election that he lost to help him overturn it. It's like nothing, frankly, we have seen in American history.
Other documents show White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and senior Trump aides directly emailed Rosen, urging him to look into various unsubstantiated claims of election fraud, including a conspiracy theory about military satellites in Italy altering vote totals.
You're looking at New Year's Day. Of course, the president's chief of staff is trying to get the top law enforcement agency in the country to look into wild allegations one after another.
This came at the same time as Trump's previously reported calls to election officials in Georgia and other states urging them to throw out valid votes. Trump was also in direct contact with a top DOJ official who was applying pressure from inside the department to overturn the election.
One thing that you can really see in these documents is just how close we got. The president was trying as hard as he could to get his Justice Department to intervene to help him overturn the election, and it was just the work of a few top officials who refused and said that they would resign in the face of this pressure that, you know, democracy was frankly saved.
For now, the House committee is continuing to investigate, seeking interviews with four former Justice Department officials and former White House Chief of Staff Meadows. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.